From beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, it's The Fake Show with our hosts, Kendall Tenney and Jim Tofte.
When you talk about classic rock, my guest today was a huge influence in the 60s and 70s when he played guitar and wrote some of the more iconic hits for the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive. American Woman, Taking Care of Business are still played on the radio today, and now with an unbelievable new album featuring many of his rock star friends. Please welcome to The Fake Show from London, England, it's Randy Bachman. Hi, Randy. How you doing?
Hi, Jim. I'm great.
Good, good. Boy, I tell you what, this heavy blues album was a complete come-from-nowhere type of thing with all the guys that you collaborated with. How did this project come about?
It was a wonderful accident. I think my biggest hits, Taking Care of Business, American Woman, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, I call them my three greatest accidents. And this album is another accident. In other words, it happened without me realizing it. Just a silly idea, and then it taking on a life of its own. I got offered a record deal. I was talking to Neil Young. He said, don't treat this lightly. Reinvent yourself. Do something different. I found an incredible drummer, female, and a female bass player who played like Keith Moon and John Entwistle. And I thought, wow, I'm going to try to do a thing like the British power trios of the late 60s, like Cream and Zeppelin and The Who. And I got them together in the studio, and we said, let's rock out and let's honor The Who and Hendrix and everybody. And we did. And then the producer, Kevin Shirley, got Joel Bonamassa on a track that gave me an idea. And I said, well, let me ask Neil Young to be on a track, and let me get Frampton, and let me get Jeff Healey. And I had done a live album with Jeff Healey. I called his widow and said, can I use one of Jeff's guitar tracks? And she said, sure, he'd love to be on this album with you and Neil Young and Frampton. So I got Jeff Healey on, who passed away about, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So I've got this wonderful array of guitar players that if you're a guitar album, this is the album to get. And when you download the album, you can go and get the 7 songs without the solos as free downloads. So you now then can play your own solos in those songs.
Wow.
You're sitting near you. When I come to Vegas and you guys run my show, you can play a certain song. Kids, whether they're 7 or 17 or 70, can download it, play their own solo, send it into the station. The winner will then come and play with me on stage. You'll win a free Epiphone Les Paul guitar and come on stage and do the winning solo with me and then do Taking Care of Business and American Woman, and he's a hero.
Oh, that is awesome and something very creative. I've never heard anything like that before where you make the...
I know, it happened by accident. It was like guitar karaoke. I ended up with these 7 songs with no solos because we had to mix them to send out to these guys to do their solos. And so I thought, well, what can I do with these? Well, I'll put them up as free downloads and it'll be like guitar karaoke. You buy the album and you can get these 7 songs. You can be Neil Young. You can be Peter Frampton. You can be, you know, Robert Randall. And just play your own solo and send it into me or the station, and if you win, you're a hero.
We're talking to Randy Bachman, whose new album Heavy Blues comes out in April, and I tell you, Randy, I listened to the song Little Girl Lost, and you really did hit a home run when you're talking about being inspired by the power trios of the 60s, the blues bands like Zeppelin, and it's just very grungy and raw and very cool.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you're hearing that. Most of the guys I know at radio are loving it. They're saying this is like playing music or growing up hearing music in 1969-70, just like a power trio jamming out rock and blues songs, and it's not computerized and it's all live. And this album is full of mistakes, but we let them go because it was such, there's positive mistakes, if you know what I mean. There was out there and so live and so fresh. I mean, even Neil Young's solos are a little out of tune and stuff, but there's such a charm to his licks and stuff that you can't correct that. You're correcting it with spoilers, if you know what I mean. I think it's charming.
Now, do you know Neil from way back in the day? Did you know him when you were in Canada?
Yeah, back in Winnipeg. He was 14, I was 16. He was starting a band called Neil Young and the Squires, and I was starting a band called The Guess Who.
Nice.
And we shared the same amplifier. We both had the same Orange Gretsch guitar. We both used the same echo. I left town with The Guess Who. We had the hit Shake on All Over, and then a few years later, These Eyes and American Woman and all that stuff. And he left and joined the Buffalo Springfield, and then Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. We've been buddies since we were teenagers, and I saw him in Nashville last year, and he was the one who said to me, if you got a record deal, reinvent yourself, do something new. Don't do the same old thing and say it's new. Do something new and scare yourself and terrify yourself and challenge yourself, and you'll be amazed what happens. And I did that. I'm amazed. I'm really amazed at what's happened.
That's very
what's
cool.
What's happening now with radio and all the fans, so I'm thrilled.
You know, I think Neil has done exactly that himself, hanging out with Jack White of the White Stripes a lot lately.
Yeah, exactly. You've you got to get new blood, and you got to get new some of these guitar players on my album. You haven't heard, maybe you haven't heard of Scott Holiday from Rival Sons, but they're like the new Led Zeppelin. Luke Doucette is in a band called White Horse, and he's playing a great solo in Please Come to Paris. These guys are going to be famous in the next year or so, and so it's a nice mixture of. Because all we are just guitar players at certain levels of public knowledge, and we all have the same love of blues and rock and roll. We all love playing on each other's records, and if somebody wants me to play on a record, send me an MP3 and I'll play on it. You know, that's what happened with this one.
You mentioned that you're touring this. Is there a chance that a guy like Neil Young or a Joe Bonamassa or a Peter Frampton might show up at a gig or two?
Yes, there is. I'm in London, England right now. I'm going this Saturday to play with Joe Bonamassa at the Hammersmith Odeon. Sunday, I'm going to see Townsend and The Who at O2.
Nice.
And when I play in Hollywood on May the 30th, Scott Holiday's coming to that gig. I'm trying to arrange when I'm playing New York, Robert Randolph to come, and Duke Rovell are other guitar players, friends of mine, who are there. They've got to be there, right, because they're all on tour. So whoever's available, I'm going to have them there. And then whoever wins the contest when I'm coming there and plays the right solo at the right moment, and we pick that person, they'll be invited to the gig to play as well, a couple of songs with me, play American Woman, play Taking Care of Business, and play their blues solo and get a brand new free Les Paul Epiphone guitar.
Now, Randy, you've played with Ringo Starr and his all-star band in the past, and I'm reminded of it because they were just here. What goes along with that gig? Are there rules that Ringo lays out when you go on tour with him?
Yes, there is. And rightly so. Got to be in control. It's not the old days. And you know, you lay out the rules. You get them ahead of time. It's almost like the Eagles now or Aerosmith. There's no drinking. There's no smoking. There's no drugs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like, we go to the gym instead of going to a party later. To get I just had an hour swimming. I'm in London, but before I did this whole morning of phoners, I went swimming for an hour. You got to take care of yourself because you get so you're like a vintage car. And if you polish it, and keep changing the oil, it keeps running. If you let it rust, it's going to the scrap heap.
Well, I remember a story years ago when you were with Ringo's band, and he said, okay, all you guitar players set your amps at this level, which was fine. But then John Entwistle came in and set his way higher to the point where it was practically wrecking your ears.
It did. We were all told to not have more than a 100-watt amplifier. So I had a 100-watt amp. Mark Farner from Grand Funk was the other guitar player. He had a 100-watt amp. John Entwistle showed up with 2 3,000-watt Crown DC amplifiers and speaker bottoms the size of a refrigerator because he's deaf and he has to play that loud to hear. The reason he's deaf is because he plays that loud, but he needs to play that loud to hear what he's playing.
Yeah, yeah.
He blew out our ears. After the tour is over, Mark Farner and I both had tinnitus in our ears, ringing in the ears that was driving us crazy. And we were going to sue John Entwistle because we were losing our hearing. And I called Neil Young, who had the same problem. I said, what do you do? He said, your ears are like a muscle. You got to give them a rest. So if you really hurt your muscle, you don't go out jogging every day, or a ballerina or a sports guy. You got to rest that. Rest your ears. Don't use headphones. Play music very low. Don't listen to any music. Take these herbs, which will help restore your ears. And mine went away, and I took care of it naturally, which was really great.
That's amazing. You know, I interviewed your old bandmate, Burton Cummings, just a couple of years ago. He was just in a great mood. I mean, he seemed like he was in a good place. I don't know if you've been in touch with him at all these days or what kind of relationship you guys have.
Well, we have an awesome ongoing love-hate relationship, just like Jagger and Richards and Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. And I mean, that's what kind of makes the magical of music is even Henley and Glenn Frey and Eagles and Joe Walsh. You have to have a certain amount of friction or it's just boring. It's just Leave It to Beaver. Do you know what I mean? It's like Beaver and Wally Cleaver. It's like, hey, isn't life great? You've got to have a little bit of friction in there. So that kind of keeps us going. It's kind of fuel for the fire.
Well, Heavy Blues, it comes out, what is it, April 14th or 15th? Because I've heard a couple of different...
April 14th or 15th,
And you'll be able to go to iTunes?
iTunes or Amazon, you can download it. You can pre-buy it now and get a couple of free tracks. You also get the one or two tracks, and when you download the album, you get all 7 tracks later as free downloads, but the solo's missing, so you can then have your own guitar okay at home and YouTube yourself playing with me and my band and put it up there.
That single Little Girl Lost, it's appropriately titled Heavy Blues, because, man, it just sounds great, and I look forward to the whole thing coming out. Now, we look forward to you coming to Las Vegas, Randy.
I'll come there at any time.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings arguably ignited the rock scene in Canada, if you don't count Anne Murray.
Thanks so much for tuning into The Fake Show, and remember to get the latest updates on our Facebook and Twitter pages.
The Fake Show is filmed in front of a live studio audience in one of the bedrooms of Jim Tofty's house. Until next time, I'll miss me.